Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hey there, it's Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. I'm going to chat about the safe withdrawal rate in today's discussion. My interest in discussing this was promoted by a recent blog by the White Coat Investor, and I really like the work that Jim, the founder of WCI, has done over the years. The purpose of this post that Jim was writing about was that trying to land on a safe withdrawal rate, which if you're in the retirement blogosphere or listening to podcasts, is basically silly. He wrote the piece, and what I took away is that trying to come up with some number and saying that that number is the safe withdrawal rate is essentially a waste of time. Now, as he usually does, he provided a much longer discussion on the topic with some history on it and different approaches that other industry commentators have taken. As I read this, I thought, this is my favorite post he's done over the years. And he's done many that are very good and has many guest posters as well. I've even guest posted twice a long time ago. There's far too much energy trying to arrive at some sort of precise withdrawal rate when it's not possible to know what this could be in advance. He blames engineers for this, and he's having some fun with them, of course. But there are many that want to dive deeply and look for clues and answers and trends on how to plan for their retirement with precision. There are too many variables in a person's life and in the world around us that will impact how we live our lives and how our investments perform. Now, of course, there's plenty of historical information, but warning, no one has any idea what will happen in the future. We can guess and speculate, but we don't know. At Plan Vision, we do so many plans, and for many of our clients, gosh, they can take out easily 5, 6, 7% in some years. And for several years in a row, their plan is going to be fine. No problem at all. What we have observed for many retirees is that they're going to have a period of time of good health, hopefully, and more energy and a stronger interest in spending their money. And as they age, this is likely going to diminish. And wouldn't it be a shame if they, because they used some sort of a safe withdrawal rate or some sort of rule that unnecessarily limited their spending? And then when they got older, they realized there was no need for this rule. There's no need for us to reduce our spending. We could have enjoyed ourselves more when we were younger and had the interest in doing it. So Jim is right. The pursuit of a safe withdrawal rate and the effort that goes into it is, in my view, silly. I would just focus more on your plan, your situation, what you want to do, how much you have. All those factors that will determine your success could be well below 4%, and it could be, in many years, well above 4%. And that's your safe withdrawal rate.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.